Well, we're on the telephone with Kirk Leeds, president and CEO of the Iowa Soybean Association. Kirk, wanted to get your reaction now to the latest round of tariffs that took effect today between China and the U.S., and this trade war just seems to get deeper and deeper here.
Yeah, Ken, we continue to be very, very concerned about it. It's clear that both the U.S. government and now the Chinese government even more so appear to be kind of laying in for a long battle here. And, of course, in the midst of all that, soybean farmers are dealing with extremely low prices and the carryover that are really numbers that are off the chart. So, yeah, we've been concerned, as you know, for a long time. And again, there's just very little reason right now to be optimistic about any short-term resolutions.
There's talk about long-term damage and the concerns there. And I know I know you've been to China, what did I say, 25 times over the years on trade missions, building relationships there. I mean, is this going to be irreversible damage at some point?
Well, I think that's what many of us are concerned about, is that, you know, once you train your customers, your number one customer, you train them how to buy soybeans someplace else, you know, that's never a good thing. I don't care if you're in the soybean business or in the widget business. That's just not a good thing to do. And then on top of that, of course, you have, you know, the pride of a country. And, you know, the Chinese have really had a hard time accepting the fact that they were not going to be self-sufficient in overall food production. And they made that decision about 15 years ago that soybeans would be the one crop that they would not be self-sufficient in, so they would import them. And they knew they were making themselves vulnerable to perhaps these kinds of activities. And so they invested money, as others did in South America, trying to make sure at least they had two sources. So now, again, you know, using this to train them to buy and prefer South America soybeans, to invest additionally in infrastructure in China, yeah, I think the reasons or the likelihood of being concerned long term, I think, are real. I think it's really a possibility. You know, right now, as you know, Ken, soybeans are sold at a discount. U.S. soybeans are at a discount in the world market compared to Brazil. And that's a direct reflection of the fact that Chinese are willing and are indeed paying a premium for every bean they can get out of, particularly out of Brazil. And that will have long-term consequences. You know, the only saving grace might be here is if we do find a way to move forward, if the president, President Xi and President Trump get together and find some resolution. But again, the way everybody's kind of digging in, it does not appear that there's going to be anything solved in the near term.
And I read an article, too, that even if U.S. soybean prices are more competitive, even with the tariff right now, that a lot of buyers there are hesitant to go against what their government's saying.
Well, absolutely. I think that's the thing to keep in mind. It's one of the reasons why it's really hard to look at China within a WTO system the same as you look at the rest of the world, because the state-owned companies are such a dominating player in China. You know, what the Communist Party, the party in charge, says, these companies, those that are directly owned by the state, certainly are very responsive to the government. But even those that are not recognize that their ability to even continue to operate is dependent on the party in control. And so, yeah, I think we could potentially see resolutions publicly of these issues between China and the U.S., and you would still have all of these either restrictions that are placed by the government, or more likely just simply resistance to or reluctance to purchase U.S. soybeans because of the party control and wanting to win favors or not be on the bad side of the government. So, you know, the things they can do to slow down shipments, they can look for paperwork issues, they can claim that there are contaminants in shipments, and just generally harass U.S. businesses, and particularly in soybeans, even if we get a public resolution between the two countries. So those are the long-term damages that I'm concerned about. I've been saying for a long time, Ken, that, you know, the story of 2018 is one thing, but the thing that most farmers ought to be more concerned about, and I think the country should be more concerned about, is what about 2019? And that's where it could really get serious.
Farmers, it seems like, have been very patient here, willing to give the Trump administration some time to work these things out. But with this latest round, boy, I don't know how, if that patience growing thin.
Well, I think it is growing a little bit thinner, although I would tell you, farmers do recognize that President Trump ran on a campaign platform of getting tough on trade. Most farmers that I work for and talk to understand that the Chinese have not always played by the rules. They indeed have at times taken advantage of rules because of the state-owned companies. Clearly, they've had troubles protecting intellectual property. They have indeed, regardless of what they say, they have indeed placed some restrictions and difficulties on U.S. companies trying to operate. They are making, as a government, again, controlled by the party, they're making strategic investments in areas that really do create opportunities for state-owned companies to unfairly compete with U.S. And other companies around the world. So, yeah, I think farmers' support is getting a little thinner. They're a little unfortunate that farmers and agriculture generally is paying an unfair share burden. But again, I think a lot of farmers do recognize that this president ran on this campaign theme and is trying to do something about some trade imbalances that are real. So I think it's a balance. But Ken, as you know, sooner or later, when you're not able to, you know, make payments on the debt that you might have, and you can, you know, you're going to lose money for the third, fourth, or fifth year in a row, your patience does grow quite thin. And sooner or later, you want to see some positive resolution. And again, hopefully we get it, but I'm not optimistic at this point, given the way everybody seems to be digging in.
Any other thoughts on this, Kirk, at this point?
Well, I think, again, it's a challenging times. As some of your listeners may know, the Chinese purchased some editorial space in the Des Moines Register and perhaps other state newspapers as well this weekend four to six pages where they were basically trumpeting the Chinese way and, you know, how China was making investments around the world and how trade is a two-way street. To me, again, that's, you know, spending that kind of money by the Chinese government is just another indication that, you know, in addition to the reality of the trade wars, we have a lot of political stuff going on. We got messages and kind of shots across the bow, if you will, back and forth. And Chinese are overly focused on the upcoming elections and what impact that might have. And so, again, it's just posturing going on. And, again, that gives me less reasons to be optimistic that we're going to see any kind of short-term breakthroughs. You never know, but it doesn't appear to be much progress being made, and we'll just have to see.